LearnOutLoud.com and Zods.com present Zods Quotes on Action. Quotes on Action is an audio compilation of Brian Johnson's favorite quotes on action. Brian is the philosopher and CEO of Zods, Inc., and also narrates this collection, which includes quotes from Mark Twain, Wayne Dyer, Winston Churchill, and many others. For more of Brian's audio material, visit www.learnoutloud.com/Brian Johnson. For more inspiration and to join a growing community of seekers and enlightened entrepreneurs, check out Zods.com. That's ZAADZ.com. Now here is Brian Johnson with his favorite quotes on action.
Hi, this is Brian Johnson welcoming you to a collection of my favorite inspirational quotes that I hope you enjoy as much as I do. They're broken down, broadly speaking, into about 9 different categories, including action, courage, self-awareness, vision, wisdom, love, and a handful of other categories, which I think you will enjoy. Without further ado, we'll go ahead and jump straight into this collection of inspirational thoughts. We're going to start with action. According to Leonardo da Vinci, one can have no smaller or greater mastery than mastery of oneself. So I believe we need to develop self-mastery and live with impeccability. Each of these sections is also going to have a subsection. So for example, within action, we're going to start with excellence. We're living with arete, the classic Greek word, which meant striving to reach your highest human potential, arete. Here we go. Action, excellence quotes. Always do right. This will gratify some and astonish the rest. Mark Twain. Ask the great athlete or the concert pianist or the successful actor if they arrived at the place where they need no further practice. They will tell you that the higher you climb in proficiency and public acceptance, the greater the need for practice. It's by Eric Butterworth, a 20th century spiritual teacher and author of a great book, Spiritual Economics. Build up virtue and you master all. By Lao Tzu, the 6th century BCE Chinese philosopher and essential founder of Taoism. That's from the Tao Te Ching. Continuous effort, not strength or intelligence, is the key to unlocking our potential. Winston Churchill, the 20th century British statesman. Don't be afraid to give your best to what seemingly are small jobs. Every time you conquer one, it makes you that much stronger. If you do the little jobs well, the big ones will tend to take care of themselves. Andrew Carnegie, the American industrialist and philanthropist. Example is leadership. By Albert Schweitzer. Great minds ask great questions. From Michael Gelb, the author of the great book, How to Think Like Leonardo da Vinci, 7 Steps to Everyday Genius. I find that the harder I work, the more luck I seem to have. Thomas Jefferson. If anything is worth doing, do it with all your heart. The Buddha. Let nothing be done in your life which will cause you fear if it becomes known to your neighbor. Epicurus. Remember that the most difficult tasks are consummated not by a single explosive burst of energy or effort, but by the constant daily application of the best you have within you. Og Mandino, 21st century motivational speaker. Satisfaction lies in the effort, not in the attainment. Full effort is full victory. Mahatma Gandhi, the 20th century Indian spiritual and political leader. The society which scorns excellence in plumbing, because plumbing is a humble activity, and tolerates shoddiness in philosophy, because philosophy is an exalted activity, will have neither good plumbing nor good philosophy. Neither its pipes nor its theories will hold water. John W. Gardner. There is one single thread binding my way together. The way of the master consists in doing one's best. That is all. Confucius, the 6th century BCE Chinese sage and founder of Confucianism. That quote's found in his book, The Analects. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle, the 4th century BCE Greek philosopher. We do not act rightly because we have virtue or excellence, but we rather have those because we have acted rightly. Aristotle. Wealth does not bring about excellence, but excellence brings about wealth and all other public and private blessings for men. Socrates, the 5th century BCE Greek philosopher. That's from The Apology. When you do the common things in life in an uncommon way, you will command the attention of the world. George Washington Carver. You must be the kind of man who gets things done. But to get things done, you must love the doing, not the secondary consequences. Ayn Rand, the 20th century philosopher, author of The Fountainhead, and leader of the objectivist movement. We're now going to focus on a couple of quotes on action as it relates to focus. Be occupied then with what you really value, and let the thief take something else. Mevlana Rumi, the 13th century Sufi poet and mystic. Concentrate all your thoughts on the task at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus. Alexander Graham Bell. Concentration is the secret of strength in politics, in war, in trade, in short, in all management of human affairs. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the 19th century transcendental philosopher. It is not enough to be busy. So are the ants. The question is, what are we busy about? Henry David Thoreau, another 19th century transcendental philosopher. Never confuse motion with action. Benjamin Franklin, 18th century U.S. statesman, writer, and scientist. Once the decision has been made, close your ear even to the best counter-argument. This is a sign of a strong character, thus an occasional will to stupidity. Friedrich Nietzsche, 19th century German philosopher. The first requisite of success is the ability to apply your physical and mental energies to one problem without growing weary. Thomas Edison. To be everywhere is to be nowhere. Seneca, Stoic philosopher, from his book Letters from a Stoic. Continuing on with action quotes, these related to impeccability. The first agreement, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip with others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. It's Don Miguel Ruiz from The Four Agreements. Fourth agreement, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It'll be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Another agreement from Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements. A warrior must learn to make every act count. Since he is going to be here in this world for only a short while, in fact, too short for witnessing all the marvels of it. Carlos Castaneda, 20th century mystic and Toltec warrior. Be what it is you are seeking. Wayne Dyer, 21st century spiritual teacher from The Power of Intention. Beware. Don't allow yourself to do what you know is wrong, relying on the thought, later I will repent and ask God's forgiveness. Mevlana Rumi, the Sufi poet. Hold yourself to a higher standard than anyone else expects of you. Henry Ward Beecher. If you are discouraged, it is a sign of pride, because it shows you trust in your own powers. Never bother about other people's opinions. Be humble, and you will never be disturbed. Remember the saint who said he would continue to play billiards even if he knew he was going to die. Do you play well, sleep well, eat well? These are duties. Nothing is small for God. Mother Teresa. It's the little things you do that can make a big difference. What are you attempting to accomplish? What little thing can you do today that will make you more effective? You are probably only one step away from greatness. Bob Proctor, a 21st century motivational author and speaker. The average person puts only 25% of his energy into his work. The world takes off its hat to those who put in more than 50% of their capacity, and stands on its head for those few and far between souls who devote 100%. Andrew Carnegie. The best way to say, I love you, God, is to live your life doing your best. The best way to say, thank you, God, is by letting go of the past and living in the present moment, right here and now. Don Miguel Ruiz. The spirit of a warrior is not geared to indulging and complaining, nor is it geared to winning or losing. The spirit of a warrior is geared only to struggle, and every struggle is a warrior's last battle on earth. Thus, the outcome matters very little to him. In his last battle on earth, a warrior lets his spirit flow free and clear, and as he wages his battle, knowing that his intent is impeccable, a warrior laughs and laughs. Carlos Castaneda. We should live as if we were in public view, and think too, as if someone could peer into the inmost recesses of our hearts, which someone can. Seneca. Now we have a few quotes on taking action and just doing it. A few quotes by Carlos Castaneda. A warrior acts as if he knows what he is doing, when in effect, he knows nothing. Another. A warrior lives by acting, not by thinking about acting, nor by thinking about what he will think when he has finished acting. And a warrior seeks to act rather than talk. How wonderful is it that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world? That's Anne Frank. I studied the lives of great men and famous women, and I found that the men and women who got to the top were those who did the jobs they had in hand with everything they had of energy and enthusiasm. Harry Truman. 33rd President of the United States, If not now, when? Hillel, a first century Jewish sage. If you ever get a second chance in life for something, you've got to go all the way. Lance Armstrong, 21st century cyclist and 7-time Tour de France winner. Iron rusts from disuse. Stagnant water loses its purity, and in cold weather becomes frozen. Even so does inaction sap the vigor of the mind. Leonardo da Vinci. It is always your next move. Napoleon Hill. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination are omnipotent. The slogan, "Press on," has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. Calvin Coolidge. Sri Ramakrishna said, "Do not seek illumination unless you seek it as a man whose hair is on fire seeks a pond." It's from Joseph Campbell, the 20th century philosopher and mythology expert, in A Joseph Campbell Companion, Reflections on the Art of Living. "The beginning is the most important part of the work." Plato. The great French Marshal Laté once asked his gardener to plant a tree. The gardener objected that the tree was slow growing, it would not reach maturity for 100 years. The marshal replied, "In that case, there is no time to lose. Plant it this afternoon." John F. Kennedy. "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step." Lao Tzu. "The successful person makes a habit of doing what the failing person doesn't like to do." Thomas Edison. "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing." Walt Disney. "Travelers, it is late. Life's sun is going to set. During these brief days that you have strength, be quick and spare no effort of your wings." Rumi. "Try not. Do or do not. There is no try." Yoda. The ever so wise Yoda. "Wake up. If you knew for certain you had a terminal illness, if you had little time left to live, you would waste precious little of it. Well, I'm telling you, you do have a terminal illness. It's called birth. You don't have more than a few years left. No one does. So be happy now, without reason, or you will never be at all." Dan Millman, from Way of the Peaceful Warrior. "You can't build a reputation on what you're going to do." Henry Ford. "One cannot lodge in if." Rumi. Those are some quotes on just doing it. We'll continue through action and now look at some thoughts on perseverance. "As in the case of making a mound, if before the very last basketful I stop, then I shall have stopped. As in the case of leveling the ground, if, though tipping only one basketful, I am going forward, then I shall be making progress." Confucius. "He who labors diligently need never despair, for all things are accomplished by diligence and labor." Menander, the 3rd century BCE Greek playwright. "Persistence prevails, like a stream that is temporarily blocked by boulders and then collects force enough to overflow onward." Vernon Howard, 20th century philosopher, from his book, The Power of Your Supermind. "Victory belongs to the most persevering, Napoleon Bonaparte. When I have finally decided that a result is worth getting, I go ahead on it and make trial after trial until it comes. Thomas Edison. Those were a few quotes on perseverance. Now we're going to look at a few on self-mastery. A consciousness of wrongdoing is the first step to salvation. You have to catch yourself doing it before you can correct it. Seneca. All know the way, but few actually walk it. The Bodhidharma, 6th century Zen master. Discipline is the soul of the army. It makes small numbers formidable, procures success to the weak, and esteem to all. George Washington. Don't think you can attain total awareness and whole enlightenment without proper discipline and practice. This is egomania. Appropriate rituals channel your emotions and life energy toward the light. Without the discipline to practice them, you will tumble constantly backward into darkness. Lao Tzu. Don't try to be spiritual. That's only a word in the dictionary. Make it your goal to become a normally functioning individual. Let these principles shape you according to your real nature of a simple, decent, honest, unafraid human being. Vernon Howard. He who cannot command himself should obey, and many can command themselves, but much is still lacking before they can obey themselves. Friedrich Nietzsche. He who controls others may be powerful, but he who has mastered himself is mightier still. Lao Tzu. He who rules his spirit has won a greater victory than the taking of a city. Jesus. How can a thing possibly govern others when it cannot be governed itself? Seneca. In your training, do not be in a hurry, for it takes a minimum of 10 years to master the basics and advance to the first rung. Never think of yourself as an all-knowing, perfected master. You must continue to train daily with your friends and students and progress together in the art of peace. Morihei Ueshiba, the founder of the martial art Aikido. Iron is full of impurities that weaken it. Through forging, it becomes steel and is transformed into a razor-sharp sword. Human beings develop in the same fashion. Another from Morihei. It doesn't matter how one was brought up. What determines the way one does anything is personal power. Carlos Castaneda. Knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. Lao Tzu. Let's ask God to help us to self-control. For one who lacks it, lacks his grace. Rumi. One can have no smaller or greater mastery than mastery of oneself. Da Vinci. One who conquers himself is greater than another who conquers 1,000 times 1,000 on the battlefield. Buddha. Progress comes to those who train and train. Reliance on secret techniques will get you nowhere. Morihei Ueshiba. Reshape yourself through the power of your will. Those who have conquered themselves live in peace, alike in cold and heat, pleasure and pain, praise and blame. To such people, a clod of dirt, a stone, and gold are the same, because they are impartial. They rise to great heights. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. The intelligent want self-control. Children want candy. Rumi. The lion who breaks the enemy's ranks is a minor hero compared to the lion who overcomes himself. Another by Rumi. There is nothing the wise man does reluctantly. Seneca. Willpower is the key to success. Successful people strive, no matter what they feel, by applying their will to overcome apathy, doubt, or fear. Dan Millman. A few quotes on temperance. For both excessive and insufficient exercise destroys one's strength, and both eating and drinking too much or too little destroy health. Whereas the right quantity produces, increases, or preserves it. So it is the same with temperance, courage, and the other virtues. This much then is clear. In all our conduct, it is the mean that is to be commended. Aristotle, from the Nicomachean Ethics. The middle path is the way to wisdom. Rumi. Moving on to some quotes on the moment and seizing it. Create each day anew. Morihei Ueshiba. Each today, well lived, makes yesterday a dream of happiness and each tomorrow a vision of hope. Look, therefore, to this one day, for it and it alone makes life. It's a Sanskrit poem. 80% of success is showing up. James Allen, the 19th century English writer. Feelings, whether of compassion or irritation, should be welcomed, recognized, and treated on an absolutely equal basis, because both are ourselves. The tangerine I am eating is me. The mustard greens I am planting are me. I plant with all my heart and mind. I clean this teapot with the kind of attention I would have were I giving the baby Buddha or Jesus a bath. Nothing should be treated more carefully than anything else. In mindfulness, compassion, irritation, mustard green, and teapot are all sacred. Thich Nhat Hanh. I try to learn from the past, but I plan for the future by focusing exclusively on the present. That's where the fun is. Donald Trump. Live not as though there were 1,000 years ahead of you. Fate is at your elbow. Make yourself good while life and power are still yours. Marcus Aurelius, the emperor Stoic philosopher. My friend, the Sufi is the friend of the present moment. To say tomorrow is not our way. Rumi. The fool, with all his other thoughts and faults, has this also. He is always getting ready to live. Epicurus. There is only one time that is important. Now. It is the most important time because it is the only time that we have any power. Leo Tolstoy. Were you to live 3,000 years, or even 30,000, remember that the sole life which a man can lose is that which he is living at the moment, and furthermore, that he can have no other life except the one he loses. Marcus Aurelius. When mortals are alive, they worry about death. When they're full, they worry about hunger. Theirs is the great uncertainty. But sages don't consider the past. They don't worry about the future, nor do they cling to the present. And from moment to moment, they follow the way. The Bodhidharma. You must live in the present. Launch yourself on every wave. Find your eternity in each moment. Henry David Thoreau. How about a couple of quotes on time management? Conventional wisdom is not to put all of your eggs in one basket. 80-20 wisdom is to choose a basket carefully, load all your eggs into it, and then watch it like a hawk. Richard Koch from The 80-20 Principle. Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that's the stuff life is made of. Benjamin Franklin. I get up every morning determined to both change the world and to have one hell of a good time. Sometimes this makes planning the day difficult. E.B. White. Nothing is particularly hard if you divide it into small jobs. Henry Ford. Things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things that matter least. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, 19th century German poet, dramatist, and scientist. This loving person is a person who abhors waste, waste of time, waste of human potential. How much time we waste, as if we were going to live forever. Leo Buscaglia, the doctor of love, from his book, Love. We live in deeds, not years, in thoughts, not breaths, in feelings, not in figures on a dial. We should count time by heart throbs. Aristotle.
We hope you've enjoyed Learn Out Loud's production of Zod's Quotes on Action. For additional educational and self-development audiobooks, courses, and podcasts, please visit www.learnoutloud.com. For more inspiration and to join a community of seekers and enlightened entrepreneurs, check out Zaadz.com. That's ZAADZ.com. Thank you for listening.